How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? Where you've passed, how are they doing? I know you've passed people moving on, following other things. Even those you've left where you've come from. For you will find two in the house. And even in the clan, he will pick out one. Now there are those you've left out there. And they wonder where you are going. And what are you up to? And you too, you wonder what they are up to. Everyone wonders of another. Another sees what their own is the right thing. And you too, you prove what your own is the right thing. The good thing, them, they just see what their own is right. On to us, it is good. There is nothing evil and bad. Praise Jesus so much. For we prove what we are on is the right thing. But unto them they just think of it. And they think perhaps what they are on is the right thing. So they have no proof for that. But you have the proof of the word of God. That it just happened ever since they put heavens and earth. This word is there. And it's come to pass to many in the goodness and in the evil way. Just as each one their works are under the sun. Speaks and you leave it and the generations go. And you reach there and it never jokes. Issues of hell, the lake of fire, you find them there and they are real. The
things, heaven,
garden of God, the city, even you who enters them, they are real. Because Ecclesiastes says, no one comes back to tell us those which were there before, neither those which are coming. We do find ourselves in the same battle. And as if we are like those who lived before us. Them too had chaos.
No.
These who
search
God and those who have a little seed of it and those not on it. Even that generation goes, and no one warns that you would have known God.
Now,
we move like that in the world, not a few generations. What's proven is proven much when you check out of the body.
Unto
those who have not yet gotten the light to see there. Now we are here lightened with the light which sees far and sees far in things coming. And we check in those which are to come. And we also speak of those we are into now. And we hold the joy and hope of all seasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's what we hold beyond our colleagues under the sun. Yet we move the same planet Earth. And we find ourselves eating the same physical foods. Sometimes white or red clothing. Sometimes blue. We clothe different clothing. The same.
The hairstyle,
perhaps we make the same styles. Those who walk the bolts. We find having things in common. You may even think we are the same. But we totally differ. When you sit us down together to speak. Praise Jesus.
But
sit us down to speak, we totally differ. You know, when the plantation is far, many things are the ones you can see in it. But in it are things which are not meant to be in the plantation. But they may be even the many which appear. And the main real ones are few in it.
But he said
that is a plantation of cocaine. But there are also other weeds in it. Now the world we are in is like that. We all think we are the same, but in them they are those who are chosen, the elects. Can't even point to them
that
except when you first come in the light. When you pass along the roads, you may not know the elects.
But
all think this man and this woman. But on the other day,
there's a
surprise.
Woman,
they are now in heaven.
And you are out there,
they were elect those people. Right now in this world, you cannot easily realize that. And you move thinking you have a peer like the others. But you are very different. And you laid that within your soul. That's what Bible says, separating yourself. Not to go in the room. No. We move when we are separated. Not these ones of the Protestants. No. The separated. Separated and they do things of home in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now separated,
you shouldn't appear like those people. You have to be a separated person. Move all long separated in your actions, in your talk. That is the one we call the chosen. Don't wait, go in the room claiming you're going to separate yourself. The one who separated you, he did that long time. If immorality of the world, that is the Romans
8.
He separated you a long time. He chose you, he called you, he separated you, he glorified you, he gave you righteousness. He separated you a long time. Because this
days,
the others studied for that. But that is what we are into in this world. But God bless you. If you understand you are a separated person,
you
shouldn't appear like those in the world.
Move
as a separated of God is meant to appear. Thank you for coming. We want to move on with the call of the nation Uganda, the call of our friends, all those loving God from all over the world. I'm by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God together with His glory, to see that we reach to bring to you this call, the call
Uganda.
Of Uganda and the call of our friends and call of all those loving God in the world. We are still winding up the fourth phase of this call, and in here we see, praise Jesus so much, we see the same signs which we are shown, which will prevail in the fulfillment of the call on Uganda,
on
half of the entire world. There are the same signs which you are shown, which will prevail in the coming back of Jesus. In those signs, we single them out in the seven phases. But this faith, we've taken long on it. And in this, we see it as Uganda, the pearl of Africa, and it is working with seven groups of angels, the six groups of angels,
Malaika w'ekibinja ekyomusanvu.
To prepare for the angel of the seventh group. Malaika w'ekkonde ery'oluvannyuma. The angel of the last trumpet.
Ekkonde ery'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Trumpet of the coming back of Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kale olw'okubanga tuzze tunuulira nti okufuibwa kw'ekkonde ery'oluvannyuma.
Because we've looked that the sound of the last trumpet.
Tetusobola kubeerawo okuggyako ng'ekyama kya Katonda kimaze okubikkulwa.
It can never happen except the mystery of God is revealed.
Era ng'ekyama kya Katonda ekyo.
And that mystery of God.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
So twakkiriziganya.
Now we agreed.
Na tulina okubikula ekyama kya Katonda.
And we must reveal the mystery of God.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
That is the word of God.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Ate tubikule n'ekyama ky'obujeemu.
And also we reveal the secret of lawlessness.
Nedda tugenda kubikula ekyama kya Katonda.
We are going to reveal the mystery of God.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Ebyama bya Katonda byonna.
All the secrets of God.
Ebiri byawandikwa n'ebiriwo mu nsi ne mu ggulu.
Which are in the scriptures and those in the world and in the heavens.
Ate n'okubikula ekyama ky'obujeemu.
And also revealing the secret of lawlessness.
Sitani omulimba w'ensi zonna.
Satan the devil.
He
was Lucifer, the anointed cherubim. But
we're
still looking at the revealing of the mystery of God. And that is the word of God. And all the secrets within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We agreed as we reveal the mystery of God, the word of God, and the secrets in it.
Part A, B, and C.
To reveal it in the part A, B, and C.
Part A,
in the part A, and he is revealed as the word of God, he who became the Son. And after in the part B, he is revealed as the one in him we find fullness of heavens and earth. And in the part C, he will be revealed as the image of the invisible God. But we are right still in the part A. We try to show you what are the things going to be revealed. In the part A, of revealing the mystery of God, the word of God, the Lord Jesus, and the secrets within him. And right there we look much at the part A.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
We still reveal him as the word of God.
Yafuka omwana.
He who became the Son.
Wakaraba ndoze si bitundu bibiri.
We've so far perhaps seen two parts on that. We are on the third part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Atenga ekitundu eche tuliko.
And on that part we are on.
We
already revealed him as the word of God.
We
began with God.
It
became rich in this time
of
revealing God the Father
Master planner,
as the master
planner,
and we reveal the word of God,
Yesu,
the Lord Jesus, as the master creator and the master architecture. This day we head on to see the Holy Spirit,
of
God the Holy Spirit, as the master implementer. Praise Jesus so much. When we begin with the word of God, the Lord Jesus, John 1:1, the Bible says this. Let's move on. This day we look to God the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord, the master implementer.
It
too we have to reveal him in the entire world. And we work with all the friends of Uganda and all those loving God all over the entire world. And we reveal the mystery of God, the word of God, and all things within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This day we look at God the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord, the master implementer, the master implementer in putting in place creations,
and
get from the plan the Father makes. The Lord has drafted and designed down that plan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now, when
we began in John 1:1, he told us this.
Yokana esule soka onyoli soka.
John chapter 1 verses 1.
Kulubelebele wali wo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali Katonda. Chigambo naba katonda. Olunyolo kubiri. Oyo yaliwo kulubereberye awali katonda. Olunyolo kusatu. Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo. Era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuba tutandika okunyonyoka.
When we began to get explained,
kaseera kano,
in this time,
nga tulaba engeri kigambo kya Katonda.
And we see the way the word of God began with the Father,
era muno mwoyo mutukuvu,
and together with the Holy Spirit,
kwatukako kaseera kano ak'okulaba emirimu gyabwe,
reached at this point of seeing their works.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tulaba nga Katonda kitaffe akola plan.
So that God the Father makes the plan.
Ate ye omwo mukama wa Yesu,
and the Lord Jesus,
kigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
na designing a plan yeyo,
and he designs down and drafts that plan.
Obula mukasera kanunga tunulido moyo mutukuvu.
But in this time we look at the Holy Spirit,
ye agena nga mumaso kuteka munkola,
he who moved on to implement this plan,
planning nga bweri era nga bwe designing
as the plan is and how it was designed.
Eracho bolidenga mu Yokane mwemu,
and that's why you've heard in the John 1:1
okutukira dakuru okusatu,
to reach in verse 3,
atugamendi kulubereberye waliwo kigambo,
he said as the beginning was the Word,
kigambo naba wali Katonda,
and the Word was with God,
kigambo naba Katonda,
and the Word was God.
Oyo yali wali kulubereberye wali Katonda,
he was there at the beginning where was God.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo,
all things were made by him.
Era tewali kinna kimu ekyakolebwa,
then there's nothing which was made
awatali ye
without him.
Tegeza waliwo yakola,
it means there's another who made,
naye awatali kigambo,
but without the Word
yayinza kukola,
he wasn't able to make.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Language which confuses us much in the Holy Scriptures. When you read the Bible in John 1:3, it shows that this word, he was there to design as we studied him last time. He designs the plan of the Father. But another who had to put it in place to implement it. I request to read verse 3.
Yokana esule soka olunyolo kusatu.
John chapter 1 verse 3.
Ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo. Era watali ye tewakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubwa kigambo,
by the word,
ebintu byakolebwa,
things were made. The word is the Lord Jesus, as we've studied. In the John 1:14, Bible tells us, and the word clothed flesh and appeared unto us. Saw him in the glory of the Son, begotten of the Father, and
is
filled of grace and truth. Through when we read John
1:3,
he says, without him, nothing was made.
Now
he played which role? For there is another who made and created. Without him, nothing was created.
This
is another who was implementing, putting those things in place. But without Christ, as the word of God, he can do nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That is the one we want to see.
He moved
on to handle the plan of the Father.
The word of God,
the Lord Jesus moved on to design it. Now there is another moved on to send, to be sent, that put that there. Before I go very far, when you look in the Psalms, Psalms 104:30, he speaks like this. Psalms 104:30.
Zaburi chikumi munya olinyolwa satu.
Psalms 104:13.
Otuma umoyo guo nevitondewa. Erofula buja amasogetaka.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Tulina atuma umoyo guo.
We have the one who sends the Spirit.
Nevitondewa.
And they are created.
Erana zabuja amasogetaka.
And renews the face of the earth.
Yes, we have zibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tulinako chitafe.
We have the Father.
Ngabwe tuze tulaba nti yeke njini ya jangalita pulani.
Just as we saw, he's the one who brought out the plan.
Ngabwe tero kuri la mruvelevile sure soka.
Just as we always hear in Genesis chapter
1. Urabi mwomu kaga na abili mwomu
sawa. Verse 26 and 27.
Katona na yogira tukoro mutu.
And that God spoke, let's make man.
Nchifana nchia fene mungeri
ya. In our image and our likeness.
Kwa chizula nchitafe ya gena maso kwa gena nichi gambo
che. We discovered the Father moved on to speak with his word.
Mwakama wafi Yesu.
And that is the Lord Jesus.
Yana yorikiro kubanga atene ira yugira no moyo
mutukufu. And they moved on still speak with the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga babirangawo.
For they were always there.
Nabwe tuzze tusoma ebyafaayo byonna.
As we've studied all what concerns them. Concerning our living God. In the time of revealing the mystery of God.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Kitawanyiza amawanga ebiro bingi.
It's troubled nations a very long season.
Yes, yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus so
much. Bakubuza Katonda yatonda.
When they ask you how did God create?
Mudufu kinzo kuzibwalira nikizitoa.
Be hard and heavy your way.
Olwalero ngatunulide nyo omoyo mutukuvono.
This day as we look much to the Holy Spirit.
Mukuru mukuteka munkola.
And the master implementer.
Yateka okusinya plan kitafu yajifurumia.
According to how the Father released the plan.
Naji wachigambo cha mukama wafu Yesu.
Gave it to his word the Lord Jesus.
Naji designing.
And he designed it.
Naraga bibini no kubera.
And he drafted shown how it's meant
Mukumaro
to be.
Kuraga bibini kubera.
After showing how it's meant to
ye
be.
Ye mukama wafu Yesu yatuma omoyo mutukufu.
The Lord Jesus sent the Holy Spirit.
Bitonde bwenga bwabiraze.
They are created as he drafted them.
Yovolide mu Zaburi 10:10 nya.
That's why you've heard Psalms
104,
verse 30, that he sends his spirit and they are created. This is like this. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of the Father and is the spirit of Christ. That's why he moves on to tell us in the Romans chapter
8,
if you have no spirit of Christ, if you have no spirit of God, you are not of God. Now you can ask yourself, how does he handle the issues of the two? I always show you much in the lampstand.
And
move on to understand how we can handle them. As we go to look at that lampstand, let's first read this verse. Let's read Romans 8:9.
Abarumi esura ya 8 olunyoro omwenda.
Romans chapter 8 verses 9.
Naye mwe temuli mu mubiri wabula mu mwoyo. Obanga omwoyo wa Katonda atula mu mwe. Naye mwe temuli mu mubiri wabula mu mwoyo. Obanga omwoyo gwa Katonda atula mu mwe. Naye omuntu bwataba na mwoyo wa Kristo oyo si uwe.
Obulide bulungi.
Have you heard clear?
Bible wanuwebera gega.
Yeah, when Bible shows it says,
wa
if you hold no spirit of God,
na hiyo bango moyo wa Katonda atula mu mwe.
If the spirit of the Lord sits in you,
atina amaliza na agamba.
And after he says,
na hiyo omuntu bwataba na moyo wa
Christ, if someone has no spirit of Christ,
taba uwe.
He's not of his.
Kati omoyo wa kitafi.
Now the spirit of the Father,
moyo wa Kristo,
is the spirit of Christ.
Botunulia lampstand yeyo.
When you look to that lampstand,
kulaga base wansi,
it shows you the base, two bases down.
Kulike nene eraga kitafi nga bwali.
The big one showing how our Father is.
Ate kulike entono eraga kigambo cha Katonda mukama wafu.
And there is a small one showing the word of God, the Lord Jesus.
Base yo kubiriraga kigambo cha Katonda.
The second base showing the word of God.
Yandi badde yenkananga base sokera gachita.
Would have been the same size with the base showing the Father.
Base chijifuro kubentono.
But what makes that base appear smaller?
Waruwa Katonda katujja konti kubujuvu bwa Yesu kutwawe.
There is a portion we get off that from the fullness of Christ we were given.
Ngoranga base entono kumanga twa yatolebwako femyojo namugune
ku. That's why the small base was taken off all of us creations in heavens and earth. But when you look, this one who springs from them, that lampstand getting out, which moves on to show the Holy Spirit, that is the spirit who comes straight from the Father and passes through his word, and it's the Lord Jesus, and then he manifests his fullness is of the Holy Spirit to show the seven spirits of God. As God first revealed it to Moses, and he ended as he explained to Apostle John in the Revelations 4:5, and he speaks that those are the seven spirits of God. Now the spirit of the Father is the spirit of Christ, and he as the Holy Spirit can manifest. I don't know whether they have that image when they are three. They all manifest and each one does their works. This I try to show it to you like this. When not an image but the scripture can come out. According to the Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter
3.
Verses 16 and verse
17.
I show you that the Father can be in another position. Even the Holy Spirit in another position.
And
even His Word is in another position. Let's read in the Matthew. Matthew chapter 3 from verse 16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa amangu ago nava mu mazzi laba eggulu ne limubikkukira n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda nga kanga ejjiba ng'ajja ku ye. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu laba eddoboozi ne liyima mu ggulu nga ligamba nti oyo ye mwana wange gwe njagala.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you look to Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, the one who was baptized is the John
1:14,
and the word clothed the flesh and appeared unto us. And we saw him in the glory of the Son.
Means
when you read Matthew 3:16, the one baptized is Jesus. And the word of God and the clothed flesh appear to us. Is it not that? For John 1:14 says, He is the word who clothed the flesh and He appeared to us. And we saw Him as the Son. Praise Jesus so much. But verse 17 shows that the heavens opened and so the Spirit of God in the midst descend. He sends in the sign. He didn't say he's meant to appear like that. But that is his sign. As you see, they say the sign of the Son of Man.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The Holy Spirit was descending in the sign of the dove. And at the same time, in the Matthew 3:17 shows, when heavens opened, the Father based up as He spoke, that is my Son whom I'm pleased of. He listened to Him. It means the Father can be right there. His word, the Lord Jesus too, is there. And even the Holy Spirit is there. And don't have any confusion that this is impossible. In the other part, as we still saw this mystery of God, is where we are going to see His fullness, all of us who are given in heaven and earth. But you'll still see even us, each one of us is independent. You cannot fail to enter your own memory. And God is the Father is there.
Is
what Jesus is there. Even the Holy Spirit we study of now as the master implementer, implementing the plan of the Father of creating heaven and earth. As His word, the Lord Jesus, He who moved on designed that plan,
and
He sent the Spirit to be created.
Bible
says in Psalms 104:30 that He sends His Spirit and they are created. We have understood one thing in the Romans
8:9
that the Spirit of the Father, it's the Spirit of Christ. It gives Him ability to check straight what the Father is thinking, prove whether His designer, His word is the exact He has made.
Then
implement it, that they all get pleased. I don't know if you understand. If you want to understand this word, Jesus explained it. And He said, though the Holy Spirit is going to
take
from His, but His is not His, it's for the Father.
Look
that in the John 16 and the verse 12.
Yokane sura ya 16 nolinyirwa 12.
John 16:12.
Agambye nti nchali nabingi okubabulira naye temuyinza kubigumikiriza kakano. Onyole 13. Naye bwalijjo omwoyo wa mazima anabalungamyanga mazima gonna kubanga tayogerenga kububweka naye byonna byanawuliranga byanayogeranga. yanabu abuliranga ebigendo okujja. Olwe kuminenya oyana ngulumiza nganze kubanga anatolanga kubyange nababulira mmwe. Olunyo olwe 15 byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange.
Ulide statement yeyo.
You hear that statement?
Eraga.
It shows. The Holy Spirit does nothing when he's gotten it from himself alone. Neither to speak it. But he, the Holy Spirit, he gets from those of Christ. For what of Christ is of his Father. This is like this. The Father brought the plan and gave you the word, the Lord Jesus, to design it, to become his as a design. From the plan, it's of the Father. If it's the plan is of the Father, if it's with the Lord
and
designs it, it's his.
Kati omwe mtukuvu atola kuono
kigambo cha Katonda gets from the word of God to implement.
Na yati kigambo cha Katonda nyola na gamba.
But the word of God explains saying, you will get from what is mine. But what is mine is of the Father.
Orabye engeri jachogeramo.
How he speaks it.
Omwoyo mtukuvu ebintu byatumibwa okuteeka mu nkola.
The Holy Spirit was sent to
create. Yali yasoka akakasa nti ddala kitafuke ekyo.
To first proof
n'ekigambo
kye. That they tarry with what is of the Father and his word.
Kyavaabeera omwoyo waabwe bonna.
That is why is both their spirits.
Awonna abantu abamu babuzaabuzibwa mu nsi.
There are many people confused in this world.
Ne bagamba nti kakati Katonda yeefuula bwefuula.
And they say God keep
awamu n'afuuka omwoyo omutukuvu.
Sometime he became the Holy Spirit.
N'afuuka ekigambo omwana.
Elsewhere he became the word, the son.
Bwawala n'afuuka kitaffe.
And that else became our Father. He did not keep changing.
Mu butuufu waali.
Indeed he is there.
Nga bwe yasalawo okubeerawo nti alina office
satu. Decided to be that he has three offices.
Naye buli office agirimu nga ye.
Every office is independent and they understand.
Yes,
praise
so
Jesus.
So
now we look at these issues. What I try to bring you understand. What we reveal concerning the mystery of God. The word of God. And we first reveal the Father as the master planner. And his word, the Lord Jesus. The master designer and the architecture. We look to the Holy Spirit. The master implementer. Now this Holy Spirit, Bible shows, even though they would have sent an angel, where would have come from for he was the one to put him in
place.
No one understood God the Father, neither Son, except him. No one can understand them that the Father brought the plan, creating heaven and earth.
When
no one understands how it is. Now the word designs and drafts it down. But the one who can read and understand the design where it is put, it's the Holy Spirit alone. That's why the Bible says he was the one able to reveal them. Let me tell you, see, I may bring my building plan and I've designed it. I handled my plan. I want this plan. I designed it. And I give you to build it. And you fail, for you cannot understand it. That is what happened. When the Father brought the plan,
the one who checked
is the one who talked and checked thoughts and designed it. I want
heaven
rim above three heavens and a rim below. And
then
this number. But where they are to be, how are the corners, the angles of it? The one who understood it is one, the Holy Spirit. Right now when you read the Corinthians, it says this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9 unto 11.
Abakorinso ekisoke sura ya kubiri olunyo olomwenda.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9.
Naye ngabo kyawandikibwa nti eriiso bye litalabangako n'okutu bye kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gw'abantu byonna Katonda bye yategekera abamwagala.
Ebyo byennyini bye tuwulira kati.
Those what we hear of now.
Nga buli kyawandiikibwa.
As written.
Eri mu Isaiah.
In the Isaiah.
Kubanga eno yakwotinga biva mu kitabo kya Isaiah.
Yeah, he quoted what comes from the book of Isaiah.
Nti nga bwe kyawandiikibwa.
That as it's written.
Eriiso byo nga tebiirabangako.
And your eyes has never seen it.
Tomanyi oba biri bitya.
You don't know whether how they are.
N'okutuuka okwennyini tekuwulira.
Even your ear has never heard.
Nga n'omutima gwo tegukiyingiza nga tegumanyi kyaba kitya.
Never perceived it how it was.
Ebyo nno Katonda yabitegekera ffe abakola ki.
Those God prepared them for us who love him.
Katonda yabitegekera ffe abakola ki.
God prepared them for us.
Atubiwulira.
Now we hear of them.
Naye wansi agamba.
But down he says.
Bakolinso ekisoke sura ya kubiri olunyolwe 10.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10.
Na efe Katonda yabitubikulira kubwa omwoyo. Kubanga omwoyo anonya byonna era nebitategerekeka ebya Katonda.
Owulidde bulungi kyakola.
You hear well what he does.
Kati binoyo kati gwosobola okuba obirabira wano.
Now you may be seeing things here.
Omwoyo omutukuvu asobola okukola bulungi Bible ye.
The Holy Spirit can be able well to make this Bible.
Oba okutuuka okugikola ne bannabbi n'abatume
bano. Preaching to make it with prophets and apostles.
Ogere ku ebyo ebiri waggulu w'eggulu ne mu nsi yonna.
Speak of things above the heavens and in the world.
Mu ggulu lyonna ne mu nsi.
In the entire heavens and earth.
Ye kennyini yali gwe baatuma okubiteekawo nga yabimanyi.
Self was sent to put them, he knew them.
Kubanga Bible yegambye mu Bakolinso ekisooka bbiri mwenda.
First Corinthians 2 from verse 9. And now 10.
Agami nti kubanga byatu bikulwa kuba moyo wa.
Says they were revealed us by the Spirit of God.
Tobira bangolwalero sobola okulaba nti ogwo muti.
Don't you see that now you can see that is a tree?
Nebo onage na mu design za Kristo tosa tegera.
If you go in the designs of Christ you cannot understand.
Ndio ogwo muti kubanga yasobola okulikula nti bwe gutobe guino
kuba. One was ever revealed that is meant to be like that.
Yali moyo mutukufu.
It was the Holy Spirit.
Sibaraga ngo ku design yeze
ezimu na yeze. I'm sure those designs.
Zina ku agenda.
May I have them on the agenda.
Yazikoranga.
How I made them.
Yeze bera mu mayinjanga ga yazikubisa pen za gold.
Drafted them with pens of
sapphire.
Sapphire.
Olabya wo mutinga tiguli nga muti.
A tree not like this one you see.
Yesu yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ngaya designing sama yinja.
It designed
obukora bona yabu design
the leaves designed the fruits.
Yabu designing sa pens ili
design them with pens which are advanced.
Gold,
silver,
sapphire,
different stones.
Dere nasoko kura ku plan
ye. When I first saw that plan.
Soka nembere wakane nkola
bwe. I first was home and I was
nenjitunulira.
I looked at it.
Najitunulira emyaka ejatako emirana.
Next 4 years. I'm trying to look. The plan there.
And
there I remember
it.
Caused me drafting on the paper. I have the plan here. I see it.
That's why I can teach
you.
And I don't
feel weakness for the Holy Spirit holds it as it was in the above.
I mean,
Apostle, where he got to speak
that.
Me as a person, I hold my personal guarantee. Which I know after this goes away. Now I've checked out of God. But
they
are all different stones. He designed them. I see them in different forms of screens. And you draw closer one, you analyze it. And you look to this one. But they are in amazing designs.
Now
you give up for you cannot realize what it is.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus so much.
So,
what I try to bring you is one thing. Even the Holy Spirit himself when he implemented heavens and earth this creation. No one could read the design Jesus had made.
Yeah, you design it. He designed
the goat.
And he
reveals, creates it, puts it.
At
most of them studied, when we've checked through and we have reached above the heavens,
but
at least the pastors here to sample us. But I prove one thing. I don't know
if
they would have made an angel come look in design of Christ from the plan of the Father.
What
no one would have been able to understand them
when
you've understood him, the Holy Spirit.
Maybe
it's where you head not to know the Spirit of God.
Unknown
things of God. And you say, what are these? We bring that scripture on today's standard. But we can drive it back to its original standard. By the Spirit of God, all is possible. Let's read verse 11. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11.
Kubanga muntu chi ategere eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Things of God the Father, and even the word the Lord Jesus, as he saw in the lampstand, who comes from them is the one who understands them and shows them us out here, and uses his right hand where the spirit of wisdom is, understanding and counseling, and gets from the design of the world and the plan of the Father, and he manifests them.
Say
we
have
revealed them by the Spirit of God.
Say
maybe these years revealed
you. Yet,
even if you see an aunt, the one who revealed you to
know
an aunt, it was the Holy Spirit. Let me give you an example.
What design
is the design of Christ. He divided it.
It's
in the egg of man and the woman. I want us to release those eggs and point on me where the bone is.
Something
that maybe that person is calling us.
For
still they are far from our understanding. Let's bring the things near us. You have the egg. Now I'll go in the laboratory. See, get the egg of a woman. Get the one of the man.
Check out the bones, the eyes,
and everything.
Yet
they are just the
design.
The Father says, make man
and our image.
And
there's design
in the egg of man and woman. And
there
are bones.
You
can't see them.
He
alone knows it. That's the bone.
Here, it is the
who can manifest them as we see them.
And
if you tell a white man, get the egg of a woman, which comes the portion of a child and that of a man, for they make the body.
You
tell them, look for the bones, separate them each part. The one knowing that is the Holy Spirit. He alone can work until the manifest and we release a child. He gets into the unknown.
And
when we read, we studied the
scripture.
I came back, looked for the egg of a woman. And of the man. I will see bones in there. At least I went to the lab, they keep them. I got the portion.
I
needed the heart to give them to me.
Yesterday I was with teacher Julius. We found one of the persons with that school. He told him something I've not yet told him again. That we passed the gate, they did ask us where we were going. But we get out with the border men. The boarding section people. Students. We took them out. We passed and they didn't see.
The master office,
the doors, they are not seeing. We found the brother is called Nathan.
And they
would laugh and they say, God, what you're doing to us.
We
get out of school anytime you want. Go preaching the gospel in schools. But you cannot stop us. The Askari looked like that. Sometimes they ask, where are you going, Olo? You are all the scholars. You go. Now you see, here on the world, they have never studied God the Son, but they just heard of him. And they spoke of him not in truth, neither righteousness. As they say, Isaiah 48, verses 1 to 6. They speak of me, but not in truth, and neither in righteousness. That you can know the Holy Spirit to that extent. If you
still
revealed us the unknown things of God, Jerusalem, you think you revealed that
God.
You revealed
there
are others you cannot reveal. You understood that a tourist is a house. When Christ put in the design from the plan of the Father, the Holy Spirit alone knew them.
That
to put it as it's designed.
There
are even arts you can't understand. When you find it, you wonder how it appears. Wonder how the Holy Spirit made it. Wonder how we designed it.
The
Holy Spirit revealed that it is this. The Holy Spirit. Everyone you study of, you wonder. That's why you say when you blaspheme one, you are not forgiven. Now, most think when you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you're not forgiven. When you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you are right on the Father. That's why
he says
the three agree. He has God by himself. Even though each is independent, I would have said the Spirit has remained one. They all think the same. So they don't collide. Today we fight one thing to reach to the same mindsets. It's what I try to speak unto God.
They
think the same thing, yet they
are
in. So he can bring it in wisdom, but it cannot differ from the others. It's why he says, I request to reach with the same mindset. I speak this meaning that I may be going to drink porridge from my saucepan, from my plate. I'm going to eat still from it. The same meaning, but the using is different. But the problem you can differ when another thinks to drink tea from the cup, and another goes to cover food you need to cook in the cup. Now there you've got
coffees.
If another has drunk tea in the cup and another selling me drink water in it,
you remain
using in the clear wisdom the same use.
Yes,
praise
so
Jesus. Now what I say, the Father,
n'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe
Yesu and the Holy Spirit.
Bo babeera bwe batyo bwe balowooza.
That is how they think.
Tayinza kulowooza kintu nga kiri kifuula
nnyo. They cannot think something which is twisted.
Ayina okuba ng'alowooleza mu layini ne banne.
They must think in line with all the others.
Just
as we are thinking the same, our Lord to be one, and the hope is one, the same baptism. But the battle is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we shall be able by the Spirit of God.
So
now, thus the Spirit came understanding things of God. Though you would have created what no one would have understood.
It.
Even when we reveal, we are revealed by Him.
But
from the beginning, He revealed all. When Christ designed heaven,
He
designed it in His
palm.
And he showed it. It wasn't there. He had designed it in his palm. And the Holy Spirit was so we're going to put it there.
In
me, I have wisdom and understanding. Let me calculate according to the spirit of counsel. Don't you think when he designed it, put on the paper?
Everything
put it in himself, showed it on his palm. Now, you look at
the screen.
Put it as we see it today. We are to praise all of them. For there is no one you can despise.
Amen.
Wanji. Amazina roguri rudawa. Aha. Yes, we was when you.
Praise Jesus so much. As we wait them, let's move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now in all brethren, we have to understand the work of the Holy Spirit. As understood the Father last time, the master planner, and as we saw his word, the Lord Jesus, master architecture and the master creator. And still, as you see now, we look to the Holy Spirit, the master implementer.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes, he was going to Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Musumba mbadin saba kunta angazako.
I'm requested to be enlightened.
Creation story no kubanze jukira.
On the creation story.
Twali tusoma. Ngo tulaga amarobozi ge yakoze sanga.
Well, I remember we started, he showed us the
creating. So, mbadin saba kuchi balancinga ne plani kuchi wato.
I'm requesting to balance it with the plan
then
on the
voice gaja gatia,
and how the voices came. That's what we move on ahead on.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus so much.
Yes.
It's what we are heading on ahead.
For
we've rather gone back right at from the Psalms.
Zaburi chikumi nyasa.
Psalms 104:30.
Zaburi esura ya chikumi munya olunyolo asatu.
Psalms 104:30.
Otuma omoyo gwo nebitondebwa. Erofula bujja amaso getaka.
Yes,
praise yo. Jesus so much.
Ani atuma omoyo.
Who sent the Spirit?
Abira chigambo.
It is the word.
Wanga juzi bwetwatu nolide.
For last time when we looked at.
Kitafu yali ako omoyo mtukuvu yali anyonyola mbebula ni Yesu lesoka.
Holy Spirit was explaining in the Hebrews chapter 1.
Lesoka nolokubira.
Verses 1 and 2.
Anga manti omwana.
And he says the Son.
We atonza achi.
By him God created all things. By him God created the whole
thing.
The Son is the one who commanded the Holy Spirit. He told him, do this here.
And
when the Son came on the world, he moved on to explain it to us. And he said this in Matthew 12:28. You know that too goes far. Let's read of it and we hear.
Matthew 12:28. Naye obanga ngoba daimoni kuba omoyo gwa Katonda. Kalo bwakabaka wa Katonda bubajjidde.
Ye kati yalinga agobisa moyo wa Katonda.
Now he was chasing using spirit of God.
Namulagira.
He commands him.
Mugoba oyo.
Chase that one.
Adoteke Daniel adumira.
You understood who was speaking that.
Ye nebiya kwa kuba denga yaleta plan iyo na
ajiteka. The plan put there.
Ajidizimo moyo mtukufu.
Even the Holy Spirit.
Emabeka wa amazi amanyi.
Behind the many waters.
The Holy Spirit had engulfed it. Even the Word was there. As the Lord Jesus. Together with the Holy Spirit and the Father. Praise Jesus so much. This is what we heard in Psalms last time. The Word of God is on the many waters. Let's get back to Psalms.
Zaburi esula yabiri mo mwenda. Zaburi esula yabiri mo mwenda urinyolo kusatu.
Psalms 29 verses 3.
Edobozi li amukama liri kumazi. Katonda wechitibwa abatuka. Ye mukama kumazi amanji.
You hear very well.
Edobozi li amukama.
The voice of God
liri kumazi amanji.
Is on the many waters.
Ye mukama kumazi amanji.
That is God on the many waters.
Abu atuka chitaru.
He thunders extreme.
Yayogeranga bugezi wabirewo.
Let there be. And is another tells
he
speaks the Holy Spirit.
The
Holy Spirit calls already looked in his design.
It
looked as the plan of the Father.
Moved
on manifest that thing which is seen in the design. Now is the Lord who was behind the many waters. And the Father was seated watching. For after it was done, and God saw everything created is good. After he brought the plan, he started to see what these are making. His word, the Lord Jesus. He designed, we
want
to prove his plan. And if he says, send my spirit, they will be created. And the Holy Spirit said, yes.
Nange,
me too, I
nange,
know. We are the way we are. No one should be equal to us.
Let's
show them the greatness and the mighty in
yes,
us. Praise Jesus so much. The word of God was behind the many waters. The great God who founded. Let's get to verse 33.
Zaburi asatu mwesatu.
Psalms 33.
No nyoro kuna.
And verse 4.
Zaburi esula yasatu mwesatu no nyoro kuna.
Psalms 33 verses 4.
Kubange chigambo cha Mukama chigolokofu. No mulimu gwego na agukola mbwesigwa. Olwokutaano. Ayagala obutuukirivu n'amazima. Era ensi ejjudde ekisa kya Mukama. Olunyolo mukaaga. Mchigamba cha Mukama eguru lyakolebwa neje lyamulyonna lyakolebwa nomuka ogwaka mwake
bwayogera nti akoyisa nye chigambo mukoma ogwaka mwake.
He uses the word breath of his mouth, but he speaks of the Holy Spirit,
yetuita breath of life,
what we call the breath of life.
Or
the breath of life.
When he
speaks in John 6:63, the words I said to you, they are spirit and they are life.
When they
speak of the word of God, the spirit was waiting to see that he fulfills all. When you look to verse 7, he says this.
Zaburi esula yasatu mwesatu onyolo musanvu.
Psalms 33 verse 7.
Amazzi ag'omu nnyanja agakunganya ng'entuumo. Agatereka. Atereka amadubi mawanika.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nchono manye chaliwo kubirebere.
What you have to know what happens in the beginning.
Yechigambo byayogera.
When the word spoke.
Ndi amazzi gaukari.
Let water be separated.
Si yagawula.
It's not the one who did the separation.
Yaberanga moyo mutukufu.
It was the Holy Spirit.
Bangwa moyo mutukufu yali amazo kubira mpulani ya chigambo.
The Holy Spirit already checked the plan of the word.
Yali design zokuva mpulani ya
chitafu. Which designed from the plan of the Father.
Ngono chigambo bwayogera.
And when the word spoke.
Ori hategera butegezi kino nachite ikawano ne wano.
Kirabise. I'm to manifest this here and there.
He
is the one who revealed us even the unknown things of God. So Father brought plan to create heaven and earth. That plan was not seed, it was in his wisdom.
What designed to put it to begin to be seen? It's the word of the Lord Jesus. And he designed it. The one who implemented that we all sit there.
It's
the Holy Spirit himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So when
you read in the Genesis chapter 1, in verse 1 and 2, you hear these words. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1.
Oluberebelie katonda yatonda eggulu n'ensi.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Eno tulaba plan.
Here we see the plan.
Kitafeje yaleta.
Which the Father brought.
Oluberebelie katonda yarukola ki?
In the beginning God created heaven and earth.
Wano tulaba bintu bibiri.
Here we see two things.
Tulaba plan nga kitafu yayogera.
We see the plan as the Father spoke.
Tukole eggulu n'ensi.
Let's make heaven and earth.
But
the one who moved on to design it was the word of God, the Lord Jesus.
And
here the plan had not been put in place that is there. But when you skip read verse 6 and 8,
it's
where they show when they make heaven and earth. Genesis chapter 1 verse 6.
Katonda nayogera nti wawewe gulu wakati mazi. Katonda nayogera nti wawewe gulu wakati mumazi. Ya ulenga amazi na amazi. Olomu sanvu. Katonda nasawe banga. Na ya ula amazi agali wansuwe banga. Na amazi agali waguluwe banga. Bwesho wechali. Olomu nana. Katonde banga nali ite gulu. Nebuba kaungezi, nebuba encha. Olerunako loku bidi.
Yes, we have a zibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ubadosu marubiribiri yesu mlesoko nyurisoka.
Read Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
Uli daga ndi katona. Urubiribiri katona akwala shi.
You heard them say in the beginning God created.
Yatonde gurunesi.
They created heaven and earth.
Yet they
were not yet
there.
Physically, they are not manifest.
When you skip to verse
6
and 7, it's
when I spoke that it be put there.
And
we saw water separated.
And
the firmament which remained, he said, that's
so,
the heaven. When someone reads Genesis, they have
to
know there's a plan. Designing work involved. There is also the implementation part.
But
if you read created, you cannot understand it. Now listen to this. When you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 2,
this
of the Holy Spirit was on the many waters. Genesis chapter 1 verses 2.
Ensi yali njerere nga yetabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu kubuziba. Omoyo gwa Katonda ne gumamira kungulu kumazzi.
Mu kiseera ekyo,
in that time,
plan yamaze okukolebwa ng'olusooka bwe.
Plan had been made as the first one has been.
By the design.
They have designed it.
Naye nga bagenda kufuna yo bagiteeka.
Yet they are going to get where to put it.
Tuba tugenze mu
above. Remember there we've gone to above the heavens.
Waguru we guru
yonna. Above all the heavens.
Baina kunonye kifera mu kitafo yo
kinyi akora waguru we guru. A place in the Father who makes above the heavens.
Agene maso kutonda o plan.
That moves on to create that plan.
Naye chimuko yibaso kokuroza.
One of the things they thought of first.
Ebina yinzo okuva mbyo ne bikozese.
Out of which will get things to be used.
Kuyiwa wa amazi.
Is to pour their water.
Naye webo zani agayiwa.
But you wonder who poured it.
Abira moyo wa mukama kenyini omoyo wa mukama origino
of the Lord
himself,
the original spirit of God. That's why he appears in the signs of the streams. When they ask you who is the father of the rivers and the waters, you go back. You understand who poured the water there. He had engulfed it.
Like you
lay an egg you're on it.
Which
language I can speak you understand? You think he was engulfing how? Coming and releasing the water to fill there. Comes from the spirit of the Lord. To fill everywhere they're going to do the creation work. What I've taken it to you is
We have to study that.
Where was the
Spirit of God hovered and engulfed the water?
He did it. How?
He got the water from himself. Even what you read, you can't understand.
But because
the language eases me to understand.
He was engulfing it. How?
He sees it as an egg. The water they made out heavens above and rim below, they are equal to what? That's why when you get to above Revelation
22,
Bible says, I saw the river of living waters from the throne of God and from of the Lamb of God. The Holy Spirit first flowed.
And
water was too much there. I'm not going to handle that. But I want to take you back to understand what happened. That is right.
The
Spirit of the Lord is the master implementer.
And
after he hovered on the water, and there the word spoke, let there be this. Let's repeat verse 2. We enter even 3. Genesis chapter 1 verses 2.
Ensi yali njereere nga yetabudde tabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gumamina kungulu ku mazzi.
Olabye engeri omuntu kuvujyazaalamu amazzi.
How the Holy Spirit bathed the water.
Yali tagamamidde bumazzi kenyini yagafubutula mu ye.
He himself released it from himself.
Bajja kubuuza mu lubuto lwani emigamu egiva.
Ask you from his belly, do streams and rivers come from? That isn't Job. After he had hovered, he had released streams of waters. Imagine where there is heaven and earth. And he has filled their waters.
But
secret in verse
3.
That's where the word began to tell him. You've released all that water.
But
darkness is much because of much water. There's much water, and you see as if it's black ahead there. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3.
Katonda nayo garanti wabewo butangavu.
Listen. What do we understand speaking here?
Kubanga kati mukugamba nti wabewo butangavu.
For saying let there be light.
Zaburi 14:3 atuma moyo mutukuvu.
Psalms 104:30 sends the Holy Spirit.
Na mugamba wabewo buchi.
And tells him let there be light.
Yo butangavu moyo mutukuvu yali agenda bujjawo.
Where was the Holy Spirit to get the light?
For
his poured water there, he has finished it out. There is darkness. He tells him, I want light there. According to what I drafted in this design. Praise Jesus. When you look to the lampstand, where there are eyes there, because we removed it from here, all those colors you see there, they are the powers he poured to bring the light
of
the
water.
After the Spirit of the Lord bathed streams of waters, Spirit of wisdom had to pour there. Spirit of understanding poured the greenish there. Spirit of the cancer poured on the bluish color. Most of the things we seem dreaming now. You can't imagine even how they were. You can't know when he told him put light how he did it.
No,
we are here, God is training professionals. We shall show you the spirit of wisdom, power on the water.
Power golden. Is a golden color. Let us see there.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus. You tell the Spirit of the Lord, He poured streams of water to us. We want light. He released the one of wisdom. Is which color? That is yellowish. Golden. One of understanding, you released greenish color again. You released that of cancer. You poured bluish. That's why in mixing water, it ends up sometimes when it holds no color. He entered the one of power.
It's
sort of dark blue. We want the spirit of knowledge.
It
brings purplish.
We
got the spirit of fear of God. He powers on the fire. Let's see how light will not be there. All that we shall study it in creation. How comes it appears in those colors?
Those
we call seven colors of rainbow.
He's
the one who put them there. All the spirit in implementing. Let there be light.
That's
a little work you've given me.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. There are things which are far from people's understanding. Yet still, the children of God, they are
always there.
He sent us that same spirit who understand things of God to move on, reveal them to us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now,
when the Lord Jesus commanded, let there be light. Let's repeat Genesis 1:3. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3.
Katonda nayogera nti wabewo obutangavu ne wabawo obutangavu.
Katonda ayogedde.
Now God has spoken. The word the Lord Jesus. Let there be light.
Naagamba ne wabawo obutangavu.
Gwo manje bwava. You know where light came from?
Praise na chitegira nti awali gwe batuma omoyo omutukuvu.
One day set the Holy Spirit.
Yena futuka mu buyinza bonno obutekawo
bina. Him came authority to put all. And they happened. And you wonder how things happened. Here in the knowledge of God, we studied the exact how it happened.
That
you don't think God is a magician, but you understand he's the worker.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus so much.
Now,
when you read Genesis, you thought what of it? God said, let there be light. And there came a light. You think, how did it happen? Don't understand is the one they sent to do that.
And
read and leave them hanging there. Don't know how
to
keep them, and you just believe it happened, O Lord.
But
when you reach the land of the kingdom of God, you understand the secret. Here there are thousands of secrets here. If you read 1, 2 to 4 verses, when you read secrets, thousands of unspoken secrets.
For
here they didn't show them. They remained as secrets of the kingdom. But they showed them to different prophets. But we joined them to bring them back here. Still, it needs himself, the Spirit of the Lord. But he has bared us up to now. And we thank him. Verses
4.
Genesis 1, verse 4.
Katonda nalaba obutangavu. Katonda nalaba ng'obutangavu bulungi. Katonda naye ula wakati mu butangavu n'ekizikiza.
Ani agenda maso kwa urebyo.
Who moved on to separate all that?
Bwe bamugamba ndi sawo butangavu.
When they say put their lives.
Nalaba nga bulungi naye nga bwetaaga okwawula yawula.
So it was much but needed to be separated.
mbulungi bannaye mulimu bululu mulimu yero
bluish yellow
kitafa mugambi birungi bannaye
the father said they are good
naye byawulemu
but separate them
kigamu namwa byawulemu
and what told him separate them
byawulamu nebye kizikizo
separate those of darkness put them in their place
ninga nayo biringa olutanga lijanga nebye akizikizo
them to have a shining beat there of darkness you know they say that gold which is black is the most expensive. Most think that gold is meant to be yellow.
Oh, golden.
There is gold which is black and very expensive.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now all those pass through that you understand what concerns the Father's Son and the Holy Spirit, mostly in times of creating heaven and earth. Each one did what role and how can you understand them? Why in salvation we worship all of them? Because when you worship one, you've scorned the another. You find us praise the Holy Spirit here. When you handle Christ, when we handle the Father and you feel the jealousy, you Satan. But what we worship, we understand it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in all what I'm moving on to tell you, that people who saw the Holy Spirit in the sign of the dove, they had not understood him.
They've
seen him through the sign. Those who can go far to understand him,
they've
brought out the lampstand.
They're
heading on to understand him. For as they tell him, we are going to create heaven and earth. And he said, I'm going to lay there the foundation for it. They asked him how. As that plan is, the word holds. And even with wisdom.
So
in him is spirit of understanding, wisdom, counsel, power, knowledge. Let's read Proverbs chapter 3.
Proverbs
3. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 16.
Okuwangala kuli mu mukono gwago gwa ddyo. Mu mukono gwago gwa kono mulimu obugaga n'ekitiibwa. 17. Amakubo gago makubo ga kusanyukiramu. N'engendo zaago zonna mirembe. 18. Awo gwe muti ogw'obulamu eri ababagakwata. Era alina omukisa buli muntu abeera nagwo.